Today is Tuesday, December 29th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I'm recording a little bit earlier today. I don't know why. I just thought, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get the show out the door. I'll probably go ahead and release it the same time that I normally release it, but I'm just getting the recording done because we're going to go to a nursery and we're going to do some things in town, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Yeah. So we have a voicemail. Let's just have a listen to the voicemail, and I haven't downloaded it yet, so let me go ahead and do that, and we'll have a listen.
Hi, Adam.
My Hello.
Name is Jose, a.k.a. Doughboy, long-time listener, first-time caller. Well, a little bit about myself. In 2017, I contracted meningitis, and due to my compromised immune system, it really took a toll on my body. So much so, made me lose my eyesight in my left eye, legally blind my right eye, put me in a wheelchair, and I eventually ended up in hospice. Going through all this really put me in a deep depression. But I survived, thanks to God. To get me to walk again, I had to have many surgeries. And after my first surgery, I was in physical rehab, and I came across the Pride 48 family. And I just want to say thank you. Even though I don't know anybody, you guys were truly there for me when nobody else was. Everybody from Big Fatty to the Sexy Boys at Gayish to the Pod is My Co-Pilot crew. You guys really inspired me not only to survive, but to thrive. I was given a 50-50 chance of learning how to walk again. So I decided to pull up my bootstraps no matter what the doctor said, save my money, learn how to walk, and come see everybody at the live Pride 48 event. But due to COVID, that didn't happen. So I'm just calling to say thank you and that you guys really provide a service to everybody more than that you can probably think. Thanks again from the bottom of my heart. Love, Doughboy. P.S. If you can give me a shout-out from the Sexy Boys at Gayish and Taylor, Taffy, and Rodan, that would totally make my year. Thank you.
Oh, Jose. Well, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. And I'm assuming you listen to Geeky Gay as well because you called my voicemail line. But, yeah, so I hope you're hearing this on Geeky Gay, but I will certainly see what I can do about a shout out. But man, that is amazing that you were able to work through all of that, and I'm assuming now you're able to walk. And congratulations first of all on being able to walk. And I know you still have issues, but you know, just in my opinion, I love living life. So I say this, but I haven't gone through anything hard like what you're saying as far as with my health. So I don't know. I mean, hopefully I won't find out, but I feel like I would do whatever it takes as well. I hope that I would, but I'll strive to be more like you if and when I ever have any health issues that I really need to come through. But also, thank you for reaching out and just letting us know that you listen to our shows and that we brought you some sort of comfort during that time. And man, that's really great. I hope we will have another Pride 48 event. Who knows if it's going to be in 2021 or 2022. We still don't know about the coronavirus stuff and how the world's going to be in 2021 and, you know, whether traveling is going to be advisable, because we don't know about when the vaccines are going to be more widespread, and there are different countries that are not allowing travel and that sort of thing. So I don't know yet today, but definitely you should definitely participate in our live events that are online, because we for sure will have that. We have Zoom cocktail hours that are going to start back in January. We have We have the Zoom cocktail hours that we're doing while everyone is quarantining and staying at home. We have the June event, which is all online, but it's live. So, I'm not on the personal phone contact list of Gayish, but I'll definitely try to talk to them and let them know that you, them and Pod is my co-pilot, and let them know that you reached out and and let them know for sure. But anyway, thank you for your call. I really appreciate it, and I'm so glad that you're doing better. I'm so sorry that you went through all of that. The only thing I can say is hopefully everything in life that we go through makes us stronger. And I know that probably sounds trite, and maybe it's the wrong thing to say, but the only thing I can think is when you go through struggles in life, whether it's losing a job or having health issues or losing family members or friends or anything like that, I've always looked at it like, well, there must be some thing that I'm gaining out of this. And I know a lot of my friends are atheists and don't believe in God, and I do believe in God, and so I always think that there's some bigger picture behind things that happen. And that's just me. And some might argue that that's just me grasping at some way of making my life easier to get through. I don't know. There's all these things that people who don't believe in God will say about believing in God is more of a crutch or something like that. I don't know. But all I can say is I hope that you continue to get better and better and better and get all of your strength back. And I hope that you've gained something out of going through this struggle that you'll be able to carry on in your life and use with whatever your next chapter is. But I definitely want to see you at a Pride 48 event, and I will definitely, I believe at least one person on Gayish and Taylor, I believe, listens to this show, although it may be 2 months or three before he hears this episode. So I don't know. But thank you for your call, and I'm looking forward to meeting you at some point. All right, so yesterday my parents came over, and I was telling you guys that I made a pie and I wasn't sure about it. And it did that thing, the crust did that thing where a lot of times when you par-bake a pie crust or when you pre-bake a pie crust, you're supposed to use pie weights and stuff because of all the butter, the crust can get bubbles and swell up and stuff like that, and it can also shrink away from the sides. But my grandma never did that. She always poked holes in it. I think it's called docking. She always docked it with a fork. She would go around the middle of the crust with a fork and prick all these holes in it and then go around the sides, and that would prevent it for the most part from bubbling up. And so I did that because I don't have any pie weights. And actually on Christmas, when I cooked those pies for Mark and I tried using rice and aluminum foil in the custard pie crust because I was going to be baking that again. And the custard was really liquidy. You pour it in basically completely liquid and then it bakes and sets up. And I thought it might leak through. If I use that docking technique where I poke holes, I thought it might drip through and we would have custard on the other side of the crust and it would make it soggy. So I didn't poke any holes in it, and for whatever reason, the butter, I don't know, after I baked it the first time, the butter got kind of mushy and stuff in the bottom crust because of the weight of the foil on it. And I know that's the way people cook crust. It just didn't work very well, so I didn't do it. So the crust had kind of shrunk up, and it got a little bit more done than I wanted it to. The pudding consistency wasn't exactly what I wanted. When I put the egg yolk in, I think it got a little bit of scrambled egg. It sounds horrible. But anyway, I was a little bit concerned. Not a lot. I mean, I could just see a tiny little bit of little something that I thought, oh, maybe that's a little bit of egg. I don't know that it was, but I was a little bit, it was perfectly edible, but I didn't want the texture to be bad. And but I served the pie. Everyone thought it looked fantastic. We had gotten these Belgian cookie things, really crispy crepe cookies with chocolate coating for Christmas. I crumbled up some of those, and I put the whipped cream, the stabilized whipped cream on top, and then I put those on top of it. It looked really fancy and professional. Everyone loved it, is the bottom line. We had a great dinner, and yeah, then Mark and I watched Mulan last night, and I enjoyed it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.